Okay.
So, can I just give you this?
Submit this?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm gonna sit here.
I will take a picture of it. Let me take a picture of it at the end. All right, here there is a stereotype that goes against Islam, which is treats women badly. Islam treats women badly, treats you girls badly. That's what they say. Today we'll learn why. The first thing they say, Islam does not allow women to be presidents. Islam doesn't allow women to be leaders, presidents. See, I'm hearing smart answers here. Islam
President
doesn't
Bangladesh is woman.
Allow Islam does not allow women to be presidents, to be leaders. All right. Of course, the answer is the first thing you say here. You say, do you know Benazir Bhutto and
yes.
And Sheikh Hasina?
No.
So, Benazir Bhutto and Sheikh
Hasina. Oh, Sheikh Hasina, oh my God.
Sheikh Hasina is the, both of them are the prime ministers of, both of them are prime ministers. And the prime ministers is the one that rules. In Afghanistan, the prime minister is the one that rules.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bring you the spelling of Sheikh Hasina.
Oh, that's S-H-E-I-K-A.
H and Hasina is like H-A-S-I-N-A.
Yeah. Sheikh Hasina. H what?
H-A-S-I-N-A.
Is the prime minister.
Oh, yeah.
Of Bangladesh. How do you spell Bangladesh then?
B-A-N-G-L-A-N-D-E-S-H.
Bangladesh.
Yeah.
That's right. And how about Benazir Bhutto? Now this one is, how do you spell Benazir? B-E-N-A-Z-I-R Bhutto. I mean, we're going to figure out the correct spelling.
B-H-U.
It still has an I between the N and the
S. Benazir?
Minister? Well, I think...
How do you spell it?
Minister...
Between the N and the S, there's an
I.
Yeah, minister. Thank you.
I think the second
name
you got wrong. That's not.
Guys, it's not a big deal. It's prime minister. That's right.
No, it's a big deal. Thank you.
I think the last name is like B-A-P. Wait, Benazir. How do you know who that is?
Just look it up.
Right. Well, we'll look up the spelling of the name.
Yeah.
But Benazir Bhutto is the prime minister of. Huh? Of what? Pakistan. Now, is this enough reply? No. Then you say, would you please name, look at the surprise here, look at the surprise. Would you please name the first female
president
in the United States? What do you think about that question?
So we have a clear question. She didn't run with the president. That's would, Samiha.
Would you name? Okay, if you ask me, I name Benazir Bhutto and I name Sheikh Hasina. Would you please name the first female president in the United States?
I don't think it's fair Samiha. Because the Electoral College will always choose a man. They'll never choose a woman.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying. So it's basically what? It's basically they accuse us for something that
yeah,
they don't have.
That the Electoral College, even if the woman's better, they're always going to choose a man.
Why?
See?
Because they don't like him.
What? See? Now, which one is more is treating women better? Islam or, you know, United States?
But like, yeah. in the bigger picture, in the
bigger... You understand? Which, the U.S. system didn't allow women to become president. The U.S. system doesn't say, no, you're a woman, you can't be a president. No, they say, sure, run for president, but good luck. So it gives you the opportunity, but the chance is very difficult.
Because like Hillary Clinton had the same things as Obama, but they didn't choose her.
Right. They chose. Yep. They chose Obama over Hillary Clinton. Yeah. But here is the point. Now, the first time there was a guy in Sarah's school in Los Gatos, Fisher Middle School, and he, during the open house, he said, "Everybody has." Yes, we are going to learn about Islam and the history, and I don't know why the government wants us to learn about our enemy. And then history teacher, and then my daughter was there, and her mom was there. Actually, her mom was there. My daughter, I don't think she was there, Sarah. And then I went without telling Sarah, of course, so that she doesn't feel bad about the teacher. I went and... I debated with him. First of all, I told him, if a teacher is spreading stereotypes, that's a big problem. I mean, if a guy in the street is spreading false facts and stereotypes about Islam, I may understand he's an ignorant guy, but you are a school teacher. And you are a history... No. And you are a history teacher. How could you do that? He said, he kept defending himself. So I said, okay, I'll quiz you. I'll ask you a question and see how would you reply to that. I said, what if somebody tells you that Islam oppresses women and doesn't allow them to be presidents? So he kept saying, oh, well, okay. Then I say, Islam is developing and evolving. With time, Muslims will change their mind and allow women to be presidents just like, you know, everybody else. And I told him, wrong answer. I told him, do you know Sheikh Hasina and Benazir Bhutto? He's like, huh? Oh, yeah, that's the Prime Minister of Pakistan and the Prime Minister of Bangladesh. I said, oh, okay. Now, who is the first female president of the United States? He's like, huh? So I said, you guys, how come you guys accuse us and you guys didn't, you know, you guys have the problem? All right. So this is the...
What was your outcome?
Huh? His face turned red and he was about to punch me in the nose. I'm not kidding.
Did he turn into Muslim?
No.
Yeah, he's probably going to turn Muslim after that.
No. He's a guy that is hard to, you know, it's not impossible, but those kind of people are the most difficult to convince that Islam is a good religion to exist. It's good enough to exist. He thinks that Islam is evil, is not good enough to exist. Not to, you know, to convert somebody like that, it's hard, you know?
Back in the, like, 1700s, women couldn't run for president, right?
Where?
Here.
They couldn't vote.
Yeah, no, they couldn't vote. They couldn't vote.
They couldn't run anymore.
Yeah, they couldn't vote. Right, then... Then the second argument is that Islam forces women to wear hijab.
No, that's wrong.
That's right.
What?
A hijab, which is towels.
Wait, it does force people?
On the head. Or requires. Islam requires. requires. Women to wear hijab which are towels on the head.
You know, there was this...
Go ahead.
So there was this one woman that won like a really high intellectual award or something, and she was wearing a hijab, and so apparently she got asked, why do you wear a hijab that takes away from your intellectual ability or something?
What?
They asked her something like, you're wearing the hijab shows that you're not as smart. And then her reply was that over time, as men evolve and become more smart and more intelligent, they start putting on more clothes like cavemen. And that, like, cavemen, they used to cover this a little bit, and over time they cover more and more. And then at the end, the hijab is the most intellectual level of
yes, birth. I will tell you exactly how this works in a similar story that happened in Egypt. But let me first explain this part.
But then you'll forget.
First of all, is that true?
No.
Yes, it's true. Islam requires the women to wear hijab, and this is in the Quran. Cite the ayat. Well, everybody has a free will, but don't expect that in the day of judging you might be judged by Allah for that. Like 31. Surah An-Nur. Surah An-Nur, which is Surah 24, and Quran, Surah 60 and Quran 28. No. Okay, 59. Ayah, 59. Surah Al-Ahzab, which is Surah 33. Okay, now in the Quran, there are three ayat that talks about hijab. Can you bring out the first ayah, which is 24:31, because you guys were meant to read it, and you bring out 24. Actually, you bring out this. What's your name? Tasneem.
Samiha.
Samiha. You bring this.
Wait, you don't know our names yet? It's the middle of the year.
No, no, no. I'm just trying to do to work on that. Saha, bring these two ayat. Okay, you have them? Once you have them, let me know. So basically, they say Islam depresses women by forcing them to cover their heads and wear a towel. And then there are so many answers, intelligent answers. One of them, Samiha already said, and I'm going to say it in a different way. Okay. So now you're ready?
Yeah.
Samiha, can you read Ayah 33:59?
Okay. O Prophet, tell thy wives and daughters and the believing women that they should cast their outer garments over their persons when out of doors. That is most convenient, that they should be known as such and not molested. And
ew.
Allah
Sorry.
Is oft forgiving, most merciful.
Yes, molested, it's really not the accurate translation. The accurate translation is harassed. Okay, why? Because when you wear, this ayah is about wearing tall dress. Okay, so this ayah is about wearing tall dress. Okay, not jalabib, jilbab. The Arabic word used, the jilbab, is a dress that is does not show the contours of the body and is long enough. This is not the head cover yet. Saha.
Say to the believing woman that they should lower their gaze and guard their modesty, that they should not display the beauty and ornaments except
to who? Huh? Number one, listen, they should not display their beauty and ornaments except to, number one?
Men.
Huh?
Husband.
Go ahead. Number one, husbands. Number two?
Brothers, sons.
Yeah, go ahead. Brothers. Number three?
Sons.
Except
sons. Sons. Number four?
Uncles.
Read from here.
Their brothers.
Their brothers, children. Number five?
Sisters, sons.
Yeah, the sons of their sisters, huh?
Or their slaves.
The slaves, like the slave that works for them.
What, you can show yourself to a slave?
Yeah.
Keep slaves?
No, without hijab.
Why?
What?
Because the slave is a servant to you. And there's no way you can wear hijab all day long.
That's horrible.
No.
It's horrible.
Go ahead. Yes, we'll come to that. This is, there's a reply to that. Go ahead. Go ahead, continue.
Okay, therefore they should draw their beauty over their
talk louder.
And not display their beauty except to their husbands, their fathers, their husbands' fathers, their sons.
Are you listening?
Their husbands' sons, their brothers' sons. Or their sisters' sons, or their women or slaves whom their right hand possesses, or male attendants free of sexual desires, or small children who have no carnal knowledge of women, and they should
carnal,
not...
Carnal? What's carnal?
Like little kids who are innocent. They don't understand...
They should not strike their feet in order to draw attention...
The high heel stuff.
Ye believers, turn ye all together towards Allah and repent.
You can't just like doom doom with your high heels. You know, doom doom like that.
You're doing it wrong.
So Allah says He wants your hijab to go what? To cover this area. To cover this chest area. Okay? Like chest area. He wants a khimar. Allah literally says, I want a khimar. Khimar that covers the chest area. Allah says khimar. Allah mentions the word khimar, which is a perfectly understandable Arabic language that means head cover. And then Allah says, this head cover must extend to cover the chest area. Okay? That is the first ayah. And except there are exceptions. Among the exceptions is the little boys and old men. Old men, usually, you know, it's like a grandfather to everybody. It's like the father of all women, just like an old guard, you know. And a baby is a baby. It's just like, or a child is a child, is innocent. Now, the second ayah, which is 2460, is giving an exemption. It's saying not everybody has to wear the hijab. There are some women that they don't have to wear the hijab. Who are these women?
Such elderly women. As are past the prospect of marriage, there is no blame on them if they lay aside their outer garments, provide they make not a wanton display of their beauty, but it is best for them to be modest, and Allah is the one who sees and knows all things.
Yes. So Allah says in this ayah that not everybody, but old women, old grandmothers, okay, they can take off their hijab, but with one condition, that they should not decorate their face, makeup and things like that. They should not decorate their face, but they can take off their hijab, and it's better if they don't. It's better if they keep their hijab. Allah says they can, but it's better. I'm talking about grandmas, so about young girls, okay, obviously, young girls, you know, have to wear their hijab, okay? Now, this ayah mentions the word khimar. Okay? This ayah mentions the word jilbab.
Which one?
This ayah mentions the word khimar. This ayah mentions the word jilbab. This ayah, exemption to old women from wearing.
Wait, what does 2431 mention, or 2460?
Hijab. 2460.
I mean 2431. Whoa.
It's mentioning the khimar. It's mentioning the khimar. Khimar. So the word khimar is a perfectly understandable Arabic language that means a cover to the head. Khimar, that is long enough. To cover the chest area. Okay. Exemption to old women from wearing hijab. And this is jilbab. This ayah says jilbab, which is long enough to cover the legs and wide enough to hide body contours. Like shape of the body. Is contours spelled right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, that is jilbab. This is definition of jilbab in Arabic, and this is definition of khimar. It's a perfectly understandable Arabic language that has a meaning. Okay? This ayah also, who are the people you don't have to wear hijab for. Like, you don't have to wear hijab for your father, your husband, your okay. Now, about slaves, quickly, let me touch on you. Islam allows slavery for prisoners of war. When you capture prisoners of war, Islam allows them to be slaves. Islam says, instead of...
you can hit them with the rope and stuff?
No. Islam says that instead of putting them in prison, because in the Muslim system, prisons are very costly, and it's not a good place to put somebody in a cage. So Islam says, instead of putting the prisoners of war in a prison, instead of killing them, you can take them as slaves. Got it? This is an alternative of what? Killing or prison. They are prisoners of war. Prisoners.
Before you did all of this, you said you were going to tell us.
Yes, I'm coming. Just hold on. Touching quickly on this subject. Now, if you compare this to what happens today, okay, when people are caught and put in Guantanamo Bay.
What?
Guantanamo Bay?
That's like the Alcatraz of today.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Now, what happened to them? Were they treated better than slaves?
No.
They were treated so badly and so meanly and so harshly, worse than any slave. So Islam is merciful with the prisoners of war. Islam treats prisoners of war more gently. You can be a slave better than going to Guantanamo Bay or being killed.
Why do they treat them so bad? Like they hit them and stuff?
Because they are the enemy.
No, because they hit
them. Oh, yeah, they do everything bad you can imagine.
I thought it's illegal in California to hit your children.
It's, Guantanamo Bay is outside of the United States, so they are not bound to American laws.
Wait, that's illegal?
Yes, it's illegal, but they do it. Now, in Bosnia, they will take the female prisoners of war and rape them. And they did that during the Bosnian War back in 1994. 250,000 Muslim women were raped during the war. So,
wait, what? How? How is that even possible? Isn't there a
husband? The husbands were killed.
How?
All right. So back to the subject here. Islam, what is the philosophy of Islam? What is the philosophy of Islam in requiring hijab for girls and females and women? Like, what's the reason? What's the logic? Forgot it today. So what is the reason on the logic? The reason or the logic for Islam to require hijab is simple. Any woman has two features. There is a feminine part and there is an intellectual part. The woman has feminine. How do you spell feminine?
F-M-I-N?
F-M-I-N-E. Wait,
no, A-A-I-N.
I wasn't laughing at you, just my laugh sounded really weird.
Like that?
After M-I-N.
Oh, quiet, please let me hear.
Feminine.
Oh, okay.
F-E-M-I-9.
I. Okay. Okay. And then when I ask for spelling, I just need one person to answer. Recall.
Which is me.
Okay.
Sorry, be quiet.
And then the other part is talent. There's feminine talent.
What?
Feminine talent. Feminine and talent. Okay? Now, this feminine part is private.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Private, not for public display. This is private and not for public display. Okay? Can't use for commercials. Can't be used to sell products, to advertise products. Or earn living.
What?
You can't use your feminine part in earning living.
Yeah, you can. You just make have to be money. An actor.
In Islam, you cannot use your feminine part to make money. To be a model, for example?
Because I plan on being.
You can be an actress.
Yeah.
But with hijab. You know, there's nothing wrong. You can be anything you want, but as long as you're not using your feminine part to make money.
Like,
huh?
Like hijab models and whatever.
For ladies. Like, you can have a whole, like what they do, for example, in conservative countries, like Saudi Arabia and things like that. They will have Muslim models wearing very fancy clothes, but only for women. Like, the hall has women. There's no single man in the room or in the hall. Only women, strictly.
Yeah, but they're going to be put on magazines and men are...
No. No pictures are allowed.
Wait,
you cannot take a picture. Okay, if a lady is wearing hijab, you cannot take her picture and show her to somebody else. It's haram. You can show her to another lady, but you cannot show the picture to a man.
Wait, if she's wearing hijab?
If she's not wearing hijab. If I take a picture of you without hijab, I can only share this picture with females, but not with males.
Can I get out some water?
Yes. All right. The talent is used for making money, for earning living. You can use this to earn living. And play a professional role in society. So, can be used to earn living and play a professional role in society. So, I once was... Go ahead. Oh, professional. Sorry.
Do we have to fix it every time we spell
something? Yes. Please. Because I publish those on the website. So, plays a professional role in society. Like, they can be a doctor, a nurse, teacher,
player,
president. Like Sheikh Hasina, she's wearing her scarf. And she's a prime minister, you know? Benazir Bhutto, she's also wearing her head cover, and she's the prime minister. I mean, there is nothing wrong with that. Now, what is the wisdom? The wisdom is, here, unfortunately, in the United States...
Wait, what do you mean by talent? Like singing?
No, talent...
Like leadership and
right, math skills, teaching skills, medical skills. Here in the United States, they teach girls, unfortunately, girls get the message from the society that your value is in your beauty.
Yeah, I know.
Your value is in your feminine part. And you have to stress your feminine part because you have to take care of your feminine part. You have to decorate your feminine part. You have to be impressive in your feminine part.
But feminine part, he means beauty.
Yes,
yeah.
Feminine part.
Yeah, don't worry. Hair and my makeup.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you have to be thin. You starve yourself. You have to be this. You have to be that.
What?
You put yourself in the microwave.
I eat so much,
they say,
I'm still like...
They say to be thin for
like
health and stuff.
Right, but also some people like kill themselves. Some girls kill themselves to be thin. And some girls put themselves in the microwave to her suntan.
Tanning booth.
Tanning.
Oh my god.
In the microwave.
Oh my god.
The tanning? They put you in a microwave room and they tan you.
Yeah. They like it's like
I know.
It's like a circle thing.
Oh,
open.
My God.
Yeah.
Really?
So.
It's basically.
No.
The Western society.
Really?
Gives the message to women that your value is in your feminine part. Feminine part.
You can call it feminine side.
Or feminine side. Feminine side. In Islam, your value, in a Muslim society, in Islam, your value is in your talent. No, no. Of course. You know, that's like, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that you have to dress decently. Your value is in your talent, and your feminine part or side, and your feminine side is only for your husband and family. So, your feminine side is only for your husband and for your family, but your talent, or your feminine side, but the talent or your professional side is for, okay. Now, I'll share with you a story about a female reporter. That story is true. I've seen it with my own eyes. No, a different story. There was that... very, very smart television reporter. She's really, really very smart. She is smarter than all men that work in the same place.
No.
For the same channel. For the same channel.
In America?
All her co-workers.
Yeah, was it hijab?
No, hold on. There was an American woman. She was smarter. She was very beautiful. And at the same time, she was smarter than all of her co-workers. She was much smarter than them, and she did a job, much better job than them. Then she got honored and awarded. She got a big award. And then she was very happy. Now, her co-workers, her male co-workers, the men that work with her, they got jealous. So they wanted to put her down. So guess what they said? They went out in the television announcing that, okay, our co-worker X got an award.
X?
I mean, our co-worker, whatever her name is. She got an award because she is smart and sexy. She's a smart and what?
No, we don't want to repeat
where
that.
Where do you say? No.
Why would we want to repeat that?
Hold on. Where is the insult here? She got very mad. She got very, very mad. Why?
Well, because she got the award because of her beauty, not because of her talent.
Exactly.
I was gonna say that.
Whoa,
they perfect. They want to say you got the award because of your chemistry, not because you're smart.
Chemistry.
What?
Chemistry.
Oh,
no,
this
is the microwave.
Okay, I like to call this part, instead of using S-E-X-Y part, word, we call it chemistry. So that it's not offensive.
Or beautiful, or
chemistry.
Beauty.
Or
no,
the microwave. No, let's call the microwave.
Chemistry is a verb. Beauty
no,
is
chemistry.
An adjective.
No, chemistry is the feminine side. Or like attractive. S-E-X-U-A-L, attraction, is called chemistry. You know? Chemistry.
Can we just call it the microwave?
So, so, okay. She won the award. She won the award because she is talented and she has good chemistry. She has good chemistry. No, they did not use the word beautiful. They used the word S-E-X-Y.
They used the word microwave.
No, they used that word. They insulted her. She got very mad. She got mad. No, and said, I got the award. And said,
no, if someone calls you that, that's just
I got the award only because of my talent. Or because of my talent only. Do you say because of my talent only or because or only because of my talent?
Only because of my talent.
Only because of my talent. Jealous. They said, she has something that we don't have. She has chemistry. We don't have chemistry. Go ahead.
Chemistry doesn't have an E before the T.
Yes. Thank you. And my wife tells me stories about her workplace where ladies
what
use chemistry. Medical scientist.
What do you really? Work as? Used to work?
Yes. Structural engineer. Now, let's go back to, let's just focus here. My wife tells me a story about female co-workers of her using their chemistry with their male supervisors to get promotions.
You know they do that all the time, though?
You know?
I thought she was actually
she uses chemistry.
Like,
she uses chemistry. She uses chemistry to get promotions. She's stupid with less education than her co-workers, and the way she gets promoted and she becomes the boss is because she used chemistry.
Oh my God.
Yes. Now,
like
she became, she doesn't have, she doesn't have even a master's degree. She only has a bachelor's degree, okay?
Like involved chemistry?
Well, she has a bachelor's degree, okay? And she became the boss of another woman that has PhD.
What?
Yes. PhD. Why? Because the PhD lady don't have chemistry.
But it might be because of her leadership skills.
No, no. Because of her chemistry. The girl, the other woman, that has...
It was a little more involved.
See, the other woman that has a PhD has good experience and good leadership skills. This other lady has nothing but chemistry. Honestly, nothing but chemistry. And she became a supervisor just because of her chemistry. Now, is this fair?
No,
because it's involved
now,
chemistry.
In the America, in the Muslim society, we say chemistry is covered by a hijab.
Or jilbab.
Yeah. In Muslim, in Islam, chemistry is covered by hijab. And can't be used in workplace.
Do I try chemistry? Because I'm going to forget what that means.
Write it in quotation.
Okay, is Islam involved
chemistry? I will insist on using the word chemistry because it's cleaner and more polite than the word, you know. I don't want to repeat it again. Okay? The other word is very offensive. So I'm just going to use chemistry.
Wait, can we?
And then that lady, I just my wife is acting, the other lady, who has a PhD and has good experience in leadership. And leadership, and she is not promoted because she doesn't have chemistry. She says...
Your wife?
She talks, no. This lady talks about the other lady that got promoted because of her chemistry. She's saying, she got chemistry, but I don't have chemistry. I have brains. She got no brains. Okay? I don't have chemistry. She got chemistry, and she becomes my boss. It was driving her crazy. Really.
That's how, like, actors make so much money.
Like, well...
Hey, that's not cool.
But let's talk about workplaces here. Because the manager is a man, is a male, that made her able to use chemistry. Now, if the manager is a female, she wouldn't succeed, right?
Or she might, but...
Okay, but that didn't happen. But you got the message?
Yeah.
Wait,
so,
can you tell us the story you're going to tell before Samiha?
Now, let me tell you the story. There was a very intelligent girl.
Thanks.
And this happened, she used the same exact logic.
Okay.
This very intelligent girl in Egypt, she was the top. She ranked first on the high school...
The star test.
And the college entrance exam.
Sat.
College entrance exams are very difficult.
Yeah.
She got 100%, and she ranked first.
Good job.
Then they went, the television... news, they went into her house to interview her. And the media in Egypt is liberal. It's anti-hijab.
What?
The media in Egypt, they don't like hijab.
Wait,
they are against hijab.
Muslim,
yeah, I know. It's a Muslim.
So the media.
The media was in Egypt is against the hijab. So,
well, the media everywhere against Islam.
So they don't want to show ladies with hijab as good. They want to show ladies with hijab as stupid and retarded. So she went to interview her, and then when she knocked on the door, surprise, the girl went out with full hijab. Big jilbab, white, and big hijab, like that. So the reporter said, we're not going to have an interview today. So she told the cameraman, go back. And then she said, can I speak to you, my daughter, you know? She called her my daughter. Can I speak to you? She said, okay, yeah, come in. She said, what the hell you're wearing? What the hell are you wearing? What
she
is this?
She said that to her daughter?
No.
No, like, you know how, like, they call you, like, a mom.
Or darling.
Talk to you, darling, yeah.
Yeah. What the hell are you wearing?
That's...
And then the reporter was wearing, like, a short skirt and, you know...
The girl?
The reporter. The news reporter, she was wearing a shirt without sleeves, showing, you know, all her chemistry, and a short skirt showing all the chemistry. And then she said, so the smart girl told the reporter, what the hell are you wearing? So the reporter said, this is civilization.
What the heck?
This is civilized women. This is a civilization that I am so civilized that I wear like that. So then the girl said, actually, this what I wear is the actual civilization. She said, how come? So the smart girl said, in the past, when people were primitive and living in caves, they had no clothes, and they were wearing very little clothes. All right, but with advancements and civilization, they started wearing more and more clothes to cover their body. So my dress is civilization, and your dress is backward. Yes, backward cave. So that is the story, but you got the message. The message is, people should be interested. Managers should be interested in you because of your talent or because of your chemistry?
Chemistry, no, I'm just kidding, talent.
Talent. So you can call feminine, you can call chemistry.
What?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And you know your homework is to summarize this in 300 words and add your own thoughts.
I'm just kidding.
when you wear a hijab, make sure it doesn't show your chemistry. Okay?